and that those who advise you to make your art representative of the 19th century are advising you to produce an art which your children, when you have them, will think old-fashioned. But you will tell me this is an inartistic age, and we are an inartistic people, and the artist suffers much in this 19th century of ours. Of course he does. I, of all men, am not going to deny that. But remember that there never has been an artistic age or an artistic people since the beginning of the world. The artist has always been and will always be an exquisite exception. There is no golden age of art, only artists who have produced what is more golden than gold. What will you say to me? The Greeks? Were they not an artistic people? Well, the Greeks certainly not, but perhaps you mean the Athenians, the citizens of one of a thousand cities. Do you think that they were an artistic people? Take them even at the time of their highest artistic development, the latter part of the 5th century before Christ, when they had the greatest poets and the greatest artists of the antique world, when the Parthenon rose in loveliness at the bidding of Aphidius, and the philosophers spake of wisdom in the shadow of the painted portico, and tragedy swept in the perfection of pageant and pathos across the marble of the stage. Were they an artistic people then? Not a bit of it. What is an artistic people but a people who love their artists and understand their art? The Athenians could do neither. How did they treat Phidias? To Phidias we owe the great era.